A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde and brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Hey,
welcome
we're back. Hope you're all having a delicious Monday.
It's really funny because we're filming all these episodes in one. We've done four today, and every episode
we're like, "Hi, you're having a lovely Monday."
What day is it today?
It's actually a. Is it a Monday?
No, it's a Tuesday.
Oh my god! I've just realised I sound really weird because to Georgie, I was like, "Oh my god!" We went out for lunch and we tried to go to this restaurant, and I went, "Oh, it's really busy for a Tuesday."
No,
I said it's really busy for a Monday. Georgie must have been like this bitch.
This bitch don't know her days. I feel like since this gap year, every day just like...
Every day merges into one. Every day's at the weekend.
They'd all just merge
into like
one.
I don't really know what day it is half the time.
I know, same. Because what we've been... Like, we like actually come home for 4 days and those 4 days just...
They merge into one and they go really quick and then we're off again.
It's constant.
I mean, it's just... We're being jet setters this year.
Really, we really are though.
And we're getting all the content for you on this podcast.
We really are though. Like
every place we go to is a new episode.
We're trying to sit back, guys, but yeah. I'm like, so good.
Oh my god, you're like, if we slouch. Oh my god, I've got it perfect. Look.
Don't go that close to the mic. That's
is this far enough? Is this far enough?
We actually look really silly. But yeah, today's episode is all about turn-offs.
So I feel like everyone gets turn-offs. I think turn-offs are very different to icks. I think the
icks are more irrational.
Icks are more irrational and they are things that just make you feel sick about someone, like cringe you out or just make you literally want to vom. But I think turn-offs are like red flags, are things that like, are like, oh no, like that's just not for me. I don't like that trait about you.
See, I don't know, I think
or
for me
think it's similar to it.
Icks are more, like I said, irrational, where it's like him getting in the bath and it being too hot. Whereas turn-offs are more things physical on like personality-wise that you just don't like.
Yeah.
See, like, what's a turn-off for you?
A turn-off for me would be like cockiness. Which wouldn't necessarily give me the ick, it would just make me be like, no.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree, cockiness.
But then also it's like we said that Darren gave us the ick because of how obsessed he was with sex.
Yeah, for me that's an ick.
But is that not also a kind of a turn off as
they're
well?
They're kind of similar.
They're kind of similar, they overlap, but for me, I'd be like, well, that's such a turn off if like...
He's really cocky.
He's really cocky or like, I'm trying to think of more examples.
Well, see, immediately when I heard the word turn off, do you know what immediately went to my head for me? Bad smell.
Like experience.
But like someone that... doesn't use deodorant. Just someone that like I can't really, like
we've experienced this.
I know I don't want to be mean because obviously maybe he wasn't aware, but I just don't think he wore deodorant, and that was like just not for me.
Really hot, really really hot.
That's
like,
the hottest boy, but I don't know. For
maybe
me,
that's why he was so hot. That
that's such a big part of like attractiveness is like how you smell, like smelling like that nice manly musk.
But is that not an ick as well?
No. I feel like an ick is, like I said, more irrational.
Maybe for me, a turn-off would be, like, someone really, like... I think it's more, like, personality traits. Like, like someone being too stubborn or someone being too...
Yeah. But then you could also have turn-offs as well, like, looks-wise.
I suppose so.
Yeah, like... It's bad to say, but I have types.
I think icks are like things that make you kind of be like, oh, make you feel sick.
Yeah.
And then I think turn-offs things that are like, oh, no. I'm not going to date him. You also have stuff that turns you on,
like stuff like we like, there's a certain style we like. There's like, that nice, like, Swedish boy hair turns us on. Turn off would be like short hair.
Yes.
For me, that's a turn-off. You know, it's just things like that. And then there's also personality as well.
God, I think for me, turn-offs are more personality.
Same.
Definitely.
There's so many turn-offs. But then also, someone has someone's dress, like man bags.
Yeah.
Big turn-off.
But then maybe for me, that's more of an ick. Like, it would give me the ick if a boy turned up with a man bag more than a turn-off.
And like a tracksuit. That's just not...
Like, that would give me the ick more.
No, I completely agree.
Do you know what I mean? I think turn-offs are actually more deep than icks. Like, turn-offs are actually things that are like, whoa. That's a turn off. Like things he's doing, like if he's going to the club every weekend and getting with girls, turn off.
Immediate turn off.
You know?
Mm.
That's how I would see the difference.
I feel like I have so many turn offs though. This is why we're so picky.
See, I think I have more icks than turn offs. They're more irrational.
You talk about ick.
Not the topic.
Not the topic of today. Today is turn offs.
So, what's your biggest turn off?
Yeah, I think someone that's just really full of themselves.
Like, on a date, like, if they were just talking about themselves the whole time.
Like, my first ever day I went on, which was actually in England, he, like, it sounds bad, but he took what he, like, his job way too seriously. And he, like, really, like, bigged himself up when I know what he was doing wasn't that big. Like, he was really, like, overly, like, he was just really trying to, like, overly... exaggerate what he was doing and all of this, and I just didn't like
too
that.
too serious
but also just like really cocky, like
in a way cocky. Yeah,
so his energy was just really cocky, and that is not attractive. We also went on two double dates, which I'm not even gonna call it double date because it was so like, it's just not a vibe, in England, and they were both so cocky, weren't they?
Yeah, I just hate and cockiness.
I remember one of them, because they were both in like working in London, was like, you won't understand this. And I literally lied and said that me and Grace had bought a house. So I was like, actually, we've actually invested in property, which we haven't. Just because I wanted to lie.
Because we were girls, they were like really underestimating us of knowing things.
He was like, you don't understand like what it means to invest in property. I was like, actually own like 60 properties.
Yeah, we like lied because we were like, I'm not having that.
The whole of Chelsea.
Like really patronising.
Yeah, like patronising, exactly. Cockiness, patronising.
Like you could tell they were a bit anti-feminist, like they're a bit like, they thought they were better than us because they were men, they thought they knew more 100% than us because they were men. That kind of energy, like
you don't need to impress me like that, like
that's not going to impress me full stop.
You working in London and thinking you're on Wolf of Wall Street is not going to impress me.
But like, they were really showing off, they were going like, oh yeah, made like all this money this
yeah
week.
They kept going,
it's like, it's not your money you've made it for the company anyway.
They kept going on about how much money they made,
but I don't believe you.
I tell you how I shut one of them down. I said, well, I know you only got the job because your dad works there.
Yeah,
and he was like, that is
true.
He literally said that's true.
It's the truth.
Even he could deny it.
So I think cockiness and also talking too much, showing off. Like, for example, say they were like, oh yeah, I'm just really happy in my job, like it's what I've always wanted to do,
I'm really proud of myself,
and like I'm proud, I'm yeah, but even that will kind of give me the ick.
No, but I'm like, okay, but no, being like, oh, I've earned this much money,
no,
I'm,
you'd
I'm
be
constantly
specific,
grinding,
that's like us going that's like us going, yeah, we've got all these followers and like,
yeah,
we've got this podcast. It's like us going on and on about how amazing we are. But I think if someone asks you, like, say we asked them, we were like, oh my God, so what does that job entail? Like,
instead it was just like an hour talking about the
but
job.
We hadn't even asked them.
This is another big turn off for me, not asking me questions.
Oh my God,
just
chat
about yourself. That's not what a date's about. It's about learning things about each other. Like, I want to ask you questions I actually care about, not about your job in London. And you ask me questions you care about.
Yeah, like it should be a balance.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really unattractive, actually, when people don't ask
talk
about
themselves
about
constantly.
Even in friendship, like, just in general, because it's like,
I think,
yappy, yappy, yappy.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to hear about yourself.
It's like, it's polite, isn't it?
Just I think to, it kind of just shows...
It's polite.
It kind of gives me, like, selfish energy if you're talking about yourself. It's like, well, can I not talk about myself a bit?
So funny. No, literally, though.
That's just unlocked a memory, because that date was actually really icky. Well, not even icky, just like... There were
turn offs.
There was two. There was two big fat turn offs just sat in front of us. Like, there was. And I used to unlock a memory of that day.
It was so bad. Like, I don't think I talked once throughout the whole, like, hour we were
there.
No,
we were just listening to them yap on about how much money they make. I did not want to know. I don't want to hear how much money you make.
It's just not impressive, is it? That don't impress me. No, it doesn't.
It just gives me show-off energy.
Well, it is big show-off energy,
yeah,
actually.
I think that is a big turn-off, actually.
Show-off.
And
cockiness. It's all in the same, like, realm. Smelliness. I don't know, like, good smell to me. Like, good manly perfume. We love. We love to see it. What else turns us off about perfume? What personality things turns us off?
Oh, there's quite a lot. Boring.
No, like, for me,
that's not a turn off, that's just like, I don't want to see you again.
For me, it's someone that's too shy.
Yeah, I want someone with a backbone, but also not too much of a backbone.
Yeah,
like,
because
we're confident, not too confident.
I don't like the idea of me having to, like, really drive the whole conversation.
Yes,
you know, I don't like the idea of me having to, like, hold a conversation for an hour and then not give them much back. That would immediately be, like, no more second date there.
Yeah, and, like, say they didn't make the first move of, like, kissing me or something.
Would you say that's a turn off? If you went on, like, 3 dates and they hadn't kissed you, is that a turn off?
It's not a turn off. I'd just be like, well, where's this going?
Yeah, but actually,
are you a friend?
Is this a friend basis?
Yeah, so I'd say shy then, because if they wanted to and they just didn't kiss me, that
so
would...
So we do like confidence in some ways, just not cockiness.
No, I think there's a big difference.
Huge difference.
Between cockiness and confidence. So I think my biggest is definitely cockiness.
Yeah, same. I 100% agree.
Or even like, from a Barcelona episode, probably stinginess.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want them to pay for everything.
No. But like,
I want to go half
most
of the time.
Of Barcelona.
It was actually the opposite in Barcelona. It was, we had to pay for everything.
We paid for their drinks. No, guys, this is when you know, right? We all planned a dinner together. That was it. It was a dinner, and then they purposely was like, message us after you've eaten the dinner, so they didn't have to pay for it. Like, not even pay. Like,
they didn't want
to
come.
We were never expecting them to pay for the whole dinner. Just pay for their food, and they literally
they didn't
missed the dinner.
They didn't want
to
come for food because they didn't want to buy themselves food.
Can you believe that? And no, can I tell the beach story? The beer.
Go on.
We were at the beach and they asked Grace if she wanted a beer. I immediately said no because I just knew what these kind of people were like.
Bearing in mind, the beer was £1.
One euro. 1 euro beer. And Grace was like, yeah, sure.
Because I thought they just bought a pack and I was just like...
She was just trying to be like with the boys.
I was trying to be with the boys and like, I just thought, well, if I have one, then I'm just part of the boys.
That's so with the boys though. She doesn't even like beer.
I hate beer. No, you know what? I was just thirsty. I just wanted something refreshing.
She's like, yeah, sure, let me be part of the
I
boys.
Just thought they'd bought a like packet of them, and I just thought, one's not gonna hurt, is it? It's not like I was in like a club and trying to get loads of drinks off them for free. Like,
it was a 1 euro, and then they were like, can you, like, who's gonna pay for a beer?
No,
then?
It was like someone had died.
Who's paying for the beer then?
It was like someone had died that I took this beer and didn't have a euro, but I thought they'd bought the whole pack, so I just did. I don't know, I just didn't think.
I didn't really think of it.
We're not the type of girls to expect boys to pay for us for anything. Like, we always will buy our own drinks in clubs. We'll always offer to go halves on the second date. But mm-hmm. I just...
You thought we were part of a pack. And then they were like, so who's paying for a beer then?
Yeah, but we, Grace, the whole night we bought them drinks.
I know.
So muggy of us. We didn't get bought one drink off them.
It goes both ways for sure.
It does.
And it was very one-sided.
So that's a turn off for me, but of course I want to go halves on everything. I don't want to rely on a boyfriend to buy me things at all. But I think if someone's like deliberately not like won't pay for anything and expects you to, then that's a turn off.
For sure.
But it's probably the same for boys.
It is
as well.
To say we have a lot of turn offs. No, I've heard this, that boys think it's a massive turn off if girls expect them to pay.
Well, we always...
I've seen this a lot.
First date, always offer. Like, I would happily pay on the first date.
Always.
But I feel like boys never let you pay on the first date. I've never had a boy let me. Well, I always say, no, let's go halves. And they always say
no. Absolutely not.
Yeah, so...
Then also does kind of show good manners.
I do, yeah. Well, this can be another topic, I think.
Yeah, this could be a whole other topic. We need an experience of someone... Something happens, so we can do a whole episode on this.
Yes, for sure.
But the next bit is going to be the little story time.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay, we're back.
And we're ready for a story time.
So, Grace, this one's over to you.
So, it all happened in Milan. It was Milan Fashion Week. I'm trying to think
yes. of
it. It was Milan Fashion Week. There was a model that I followed on Instagram who was in Milan for Milan Fashion Week. We got speaking on Instagram DM, but he is a very successful model. Like a very, very, very big model. So I kind of understood that he was busy.
Yes.
You know, he's a busy boy. Kind of gets
He's
that.
A working guy.
He's a working guy. But the turn off here is how many times we arranged to meet and then he would flake out. So we arranged to meet at the start of the Milan trip, I think.
Yes.
Then he would just was like, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm doing a job for Versace or whatever. What done I take out Versace? And I was like, okay, that's fine. He then left Milan, came back to Milan. I was still there. Said, okay, yeah, we're going to meet again. Because bear in mind, we spoke for like how long on Instagram DM?
Like a long time, probably from the start of Milan to the end of it.
No, we continued after Milan, didn't it?
Yeah, but...
We probably spoke for like 3 months.
I think we kind of understood it because he wasn't in Milan for that long.
Yeah.
But then when it got out of Milan, it was like, this is silly.
But we were speaking like... constantly on Instagram DM for like 3 months. So he came back to Milan. So we were like, okay, let's meet again. Flaked out again. He was like, I'm so sorry. I'm at a dinner.
But he clearly did want to meet up with you.
This was a confusing thing. Because I was like, okay, if you don't like me, end the conversation. But he kept this conversation on Instagram DM going for 3 months.
So weird.
And he would send me like voice notes. And he would like all my pictures. And it just kept on going. So then the second time in Milan, he was like, okay, we'll meet up. Got to the date we're meant to meet up. He was like, actually, I'm busy. I'm out for dinner with whatever.
Yeah, but he'd be like really cocky about it. He'd be like, I'm actually so busy.
Tired.
I'm really tired.
I've just had a shoot tomorrow morning.
I've got so many shoots and all this. It's like, well, don't arrange to meet someone then.
No.
Just don't bother. Like, it's...
And then then I left Milan. He left Milan. Kept talking. Then I came home to London. He was like, okay, let's meet up in London. And then he cancelled again. It just kept happening. But then he just kept trying to carry on the conversation.
It was so weird.
And then by the third time he cancelled, when we were actually in London, I just said, he kept sending me messages because I kept ignoring him. I just aired him. And he kept sending messages being like, I'm really, really sorry. Like, don't be mad at me. And then I just put, I guess we just have very different expectations on a relationship or something like that. Because I thought... I would never cancel on anyone 3 times. And then I unfollowed him. And that was the end of that.
Well,
but the turn off here was flakiness. We literally named him for this podcast, Flake.
But what girl, do girls put up with this with him? Like, this is clearly why he's single.
I reckon a lot of people would just put up with it because he is good looking and he is well known. Like, I think a lot of girls would just be like, oh, he's just, busy.
Oh, my God, he's busy.
I love a busy guy.
Oh my God, it's fine, cancel on me.
Yeah, I think a lot of girls would have just put up with it, but I was like, by the third time, I was just like, girl, enough.
enough now.
Even three, to get to that point after three times.
I know. It's because I kind of understood it the first time because he was only in Milan for three days.
So I was like, okay. With London, it's like, there's no excuse.
You're at home. He was like, I got caught up at a shoot. I was like, you can
shoots don't take that long.
No, and if you know you have something on, you could be like, guys, can we wrap this up, please? Like, I've literally
Or he could have just met you after.
Or not met me the day as a shoot.
Yeah, you should have planned it on a free day.
How about that? I refuse
to believe models have shoots every single day.
No.
They don't.
So the turn off there was flakiness. Like, I don't think I've ever met anyone that flaky.
But it actually makes no sense because if he didn't want to see you, he should have just stopped speaking to you.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. He literally just carried on the conversations for like 3 months, like spoke to me all the time and like sent me loads of voice messages and all of this.
So weird.
Didn't make any sense. It was very interesting. That's why he's called Flake for this podcast.
Yeah, we're trying to think of a name. We were just like, do you know what? Flake does it.
Flake says Flake it all.
Is the best name he could possibly get.
That was the big turn off of him. The other one, it's not really a turn off. He just had a voice that I didn't expect. Like, he just, his voice didn't, you know how you picture someone's voice sounding? For some reason, because he's, I just shouldn't be retaining much information, but I kind of thought you would just have like a voice like me, and then he turned out to be incredibly posh, and I just did not see that one coming.
So was that a turn off?
It wasn't a turn off. It just very much caught me by surprise, and I was like, whoa, because I don't talk to people like, I've never spoke to anyone with that much of a posh accent.
Even voice notes, I don't like doing to a boy. I don't like doing voice notes.
I hate my voice. I remember how many times I'd redo my voice messages to him because I knew I sounded really ugly.
But even just texting, like, I don't like texting a boy. If I'm going to get to know you, I want to go on a date with you.
Same.
I don't like texting. I think it's a waste of time.
Same.
I think I hate texting. It's not a turn off. Because
no, but
you
kind
of got to text a little.
And I hate sending voice messages because we both know we don't have very nice voices. I feel actually bad for you guys after listening to this podcast.
Yeah, well, I hate my voice.
Same.
But we've started a podcast. That's a bit...
Something's not adding up.
Yeah, something's not adding up. Sorry about that.
Shit's starting to stink.
Sorry, you've got to listen to us.
No, literally, though. I don't know. That was just... I just don't like flakiness. Maybe because Grace is actually quite flaky. Maybe because I have a flaky friend.
Well, don't be blaming me for his
No, but because I have a flaky friend, I can't have it in another section of my life.
Yeah, but to flake on you 3 times, that's just out of order.
It really
that's
is.
It's not like...
Turn off audacity.
Yeah, that's audacity level. That's not even like being flaky.
And probably a bit of cockiness as well, thinking he could get away with it.
Oh, of course.
Because I don't think he thought I was going to be pissed off the third time. I think... Because he was like, oh, sorry, I might shoot. And then when I was like, I ignored him. So when I got these messages being like, are you mad? I think he didn't expect me to be angry.
What was he thought? You'd be like, okay, let's arrange something else.
Because he's probably had other girls just be like, no worries, babe. Get that you're such a busy model. Let's meet next week.
3 times.
Then he offered to meet me on Valentine's Day. He was like, let's meet on Valentine's Day and have a really nice dinner. I was like, I've got better things to do on Valentine's Day.
Ew.
Sit at home by myself.
It's better than meeting up with him.
I know. The level of audacity that came from this man.
I just know if you did go on a date with him, though, Grace, it would have been the biggest snooze fest. It would just have been him talking about himself the whole time. Because you'd play me voice messages. I never heard him once ask you a question.
His voice messages were so funny.
Like, he just gave me the energy. He would just talk about himself.
Do you remember when we played his voice message like for the first time? We were like, oh.
You're like,
we just did not expect that voice. It was just very different to what we expected. Very different.
So that's our experience of turn-offs.
I do miss Milan, though. This is the last Milan episode.
I know, I really miss it. And, like, I think doing these episodes...
Brings us back.
...have made me really want to book, like, a summer trip there. The reason I want to do a summer trip, mainly... I can't speak, I'm so tired. Mainly is because of that club, the outdoor one.
Yeah.
Can we actually go back?
We want to experience Milan this summer.
We go September.
Too much to fit in September. Yeah, we had such a good time in Milan. We would really, really recommend you guys booking it.
1,000,000,000% book that Milan trip, and you can get like a train to Lake Como.
Oh my god, it's so easy to do. I was really scared, but it was fine.
For like £6, I keep seeing everyone on TikTok doing it now.
We started that trend. Yeah, you can do it for like £6 and it's so good, guys. Please go to Milan, tag us if you go, let us know.
Yeah, we'll do some recommend, or just go on our story highlights.
And we did recommendations in the first episode, yes. So you guys should use those recs. But we're going to have a little look at your guys' turn-offs, because
I'm sure you've got many.
The question I asked you guys on Instagram is, do you get turned off more by someone's looks or personality?
That's a good question.
What do you think they answered?
I think personality.
What percentage?
I think 75% personality, 25% looks.
89% said personality, 11% said looks.
Wow.
That's what I expected, to be honest. Let's have a look at some of your guys' stories. Oh my God, you sent a lot. I found this one really interesting. Speaking awfully about someone else's ex or your ex. I think that's interesting, you know.
Yeah, I think...
That makes sense, though. Being like, oh, she was such a bitch. I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, but I'm also like, maybe she was a bitch.
Yeah, but why would you speak about it on a date?
I think speaking too much about it,
that's definitely a
turn off. But I think, say you ask them what happened and they go, oh, she was awful, like she did all this to me, she was cheating on me and all this, and I don't think that's bad. You're just telling the story about how bad the ex is. But it kind of does give me a red flag if boys really slag off their exes.
Same, because what did you do?
It makes me think
like that.
Yeah.
I'm always on the girl's side. I'm like, well, what did you do to make
it gives me a red flag.
100%. Being vain, e.g. flexing muscles on purpose. That's so true.
Ew.
Calling me hun.
That's an ick.
That is true. And that's very Essexy. I feel like to be like, darling, hun.
A bit patronising.
I find it very patronising.
I would find hun patronising. Darling. Darling just gives me the ick a bit.
So like, you're right, darling.
But darling, like, it's okay. So Essex.
Stop trying to be like Ollie Murs. Like,
Ollie Murs.
Someone said bad hygiene. Same. I have this. When someone sits on their phone the whole time.
That is the biggest turn off.
This is my biggest annoyance.
Even with friendships and like relationships.
If I'm sit with you, if I have like spent my time to come out with you, with friendship, with family members, whoever, dates, and you are sat there on your phone.
I think it's so
rude. I want to rip that phone and throw it.
I think it's the actual biggest insult.
Same.
I think it's such an insult. It's like, am I so boring that you can sit there on your phone?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's so rude.
I think it's an insult.
Disrespectful to their parents, especially their mum.
That is such a turn off.
Oh my God.
Because
so
if they
true.
Treat their mum like that, what are they going to treat you like?
And like, your mum pushed you at your vagina. Like,
and if you're being rude to
her. Oh my God. That's so true. When he's cringe. When they're rude to waiters.
That is such a turn off.
When they don't tip at restaurants. That's a good one. Drugs. Being a knob for no reason and thinking it's funny. Oh my God, I was in McDonald's the other day getting a hot chocolate and I saw the most like icky thing.
Oh no.
There was a, you know, there's like a slippery floor. There's a no, what's that sign called?
Like hazard, like
yeah,
caution.
Like, you know, there's like that yellow thing that stands there if there's a slippery floor. This boy in a tracksuit, obviously, came in and like, kicked it. Over. And then his friend went, oh my God, you're so bad. And
how old was he?
Like 16. And then a McDonald's employee had to come over and pick it up. And I just thought, what a twat.
What is the point of doing that? What are you getting out of that?
And now like someone has to come and pick up your shit.
It's like, you're not funny, you're not entertaining. I just found you annoying.
When they're too sarcastic to the point where they just sound like they're constantly being rude.
I like sarcasm, but if it's too personal, I think,
and on a first
it can
day.
Be a bit intense, some people's, to a point where it's like a bit too truthful.
Yeah. Being too obvious about what they think of you, like, you know, they fancy you, so it's not cool. No, see, I think I like
the right person, that's good. But if they,
yeah, that's so
it,
true.
It depends. It really does depend, because sometimes I like a bit of hard to get to start with to make you obsessed.
Same.
But then I'm also like, well,
if
I'd rather
right
that than
person,
someone.
Then like, I really fancy you. I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, but if it was someone like, if it was someone you didn't like, imagine them being like, I'm obsessed with you. Like, I really like you. You'd be a bit like, oof.
No thanks. Someone who brags about how much they shag around and how much of a man slag they are.
Oh, of course. That is the biggest
turn off. What stupid person that would sit on a first date and like, oh, I've shagged the whole of Essex.
That is the biggest turn off ever.
when he expects things straight away from you, e.g. pay for you to pay or sleep with him, go back to the Barcelona.
Oh my
diaries.
God, listen
exactly
to Barcelona.
Exactly why I went off Gary. When he's too much of a mummy's boy.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit.
My sister dated someone that was a mummy's boy.
I think that's a bit of an ick, but also when the mum's like mean to you as well because of it.
This is what happened to my sister. My sister went around her ex-boyfriend's house and he was a real mummy's boy and she was eating Doritos and the mum went, why don't you eat some carrots? I would have threw that bag of food in her face.
So rude.
When he tries to make you jealous by talking about other girls, it's just childish.
I agree.
This is you. Not a good presentation, not well dressed or groomed. That's literally you.
What? That I'm not well dressed?
No, like you're like someone that's like...
Oh, yeah.
Presented well, same. Long nails. There's so many stubby fingers.
Ooh.
Me though.
No, I have more stubby. Yours are long.
Actually, you do. Smoking, swearing, football chanting, 100%.
Oh, like when they're a football hooligan. That's yeah. such a hit.
Someone who lies about unnecessary things, if they're not a gentleman. When they have an Android. Stop. Acting like a child, there is no need to talk in a baby voice. That's disgusting.
Imagine someone being like, baby.
Baby.
I'm literally
Grace,
mom.
This is you.
What, I do this or my turn off?
You agree with this. Veins make me feel sick.
Same.
Grace has such a thing.
But like,
veins.
I think boys think veins are a big flex and I don't find them attractive.
Yeah. Chewing the mouth open. Not opening doors to me. This one's really funny. When a guy with no beard tries to grow it out, like get rid of those four hairs on your chin.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love that.
Like bum fluff.
You guys sent so many. Smoking and vaping. Guys that aren't ambitious. Bad hygiene. We've got a lot. You guys have a lot. You guys sent through the receipts. Like, you guys sent a lot.
Yeah,
over.
You've got a lot of turn-offs. But I really can see the difference between turn-offs and icks now. I think turn-offs are like actual things you do that will like really turn you off.
Yeah.
Whereas icks are just silly little things.
Yeah. Like the bath's too hot, they put their toe in.
They dip their toe. Like it's all pointed. Imagine it all being pointed.
Like, I think such an ick is a boy pooing.
The thought of a boy just sat on the toilet.
Like clenching,
like his bum cheeks.
I can't with that. Like that on the toilet. That's so gross to me. But yeah, this actually concludes the Milan Diaries. What a journey.
What a journey we've had. Next, I think next is LA, is it not?
Yep, next is the LA Diaries.
Which you guys are not ready for.
Two episodes. And we're really excited.
We cannot wait.
This. It's going to be really interesting. Completely different place for us, really, LA. Like
Very different. I mean, across the furthest away.
Very, very different.
The furthest place away.
Probably the most... where the most drama happened, the most interesting drama, and the one we still get asked about is like,
yes,
what happened
you
with
guys
the billionaire?
Like really want to know what happened. So
what happened to the billionaire? Well, you're going to find out next week,
so stay tuned
and we will see you guys next Monday.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.